All right.
There we go.
We are without our clerk tonight, but Deanna is filling in. So would you call the roll, please?
Ernest?
Here.
Linsman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Rangel?
Here.
Stikers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. All right. We need, would someone like to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Fran. Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same, opposed, same sign. We have in front of us a consent agenda with 10 items. Did anyone have any questions about these or anything for a separate consideration?
We make a motion. We approve items 1 through 10.
Second. Thank you, Fran. Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. On the second page, under special presentation, I have an appointment to the Parks and Recreation Board, Jason Kyle or Keel. I don't know how to, you may know how to pronounce his name. I don't know this gentleman. I'm appointing him to the Parks Board. They also have one other opening, so there is an opportunity for someone else to apply if they wish to. So his 4-year term will end at June 30th of 27. And this was sent to you, his application, with your separate email. So. Anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve Jason Field for the Park and Recreation Board.
Thank you, Bethany.
Second.
Thank you, Isla. All right. And those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay, we have a special event request. I see Sam is here from Main Street, Washington. Welcome. And this is for the Movies on Main, which there was information in our packet. Did anyone have any questions?
Everything seemed to be in order. So I would make a motion to approve this request.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you.
I guess I had a question.
All right.
Will there be any special precautions taken since this will be sort of possible?
Maybe.
Okay, is that acceptable? Okay, we have a motion and a second.
I'm sorry.
That was
me.
Okay. I don't. And this is a simple voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. You are good to go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have presentation from the public. And I think there are a couple people that have signed up. We limit, in order to keep the meeting to a reasonable length, we limit public comment to 3 minutes. And we ask that you come to the microphone, identify yourself, and tell your address, where you live in Washington, and then you have 3 minutes. I have Felix Abagon. Felix, is this okay?
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
In the past, I spoke to you, the translator, we've given an extra minute.
Yes, is this someone needing translation?
Oh, yeah, but I'm going to help her.
You're going to help her. Okay. So we'll give you 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Soy amigo y vivo aquí en la ciudad de Washington. Estimados. My name is Felix Amigón and I live in Washington. Estimados concejales de la ciudad de Washington, hoy me dirijo a ustedes. Dear council members of the City of Washington, Iowa. Today I address you. Con humildad y esperanza en mi corazón, with humility and hope in my heart. Soy una mujer que enfrenta desafíos de salud. I'm a woman facing ongoing medical conditions. Médica continua, lo cual me imposibilita trabajar y brindar apoyo económico a mi esposo. I'm a woman facing ongoing medical conditions that make it impossible for me to work and financially support my husband. Me encuentro en una situación vulnerable afectada por la creciente inflación que ha impactado. I find myself in a vulnerable situation being affected by the growing inflation that has negatively impacted para cubrir mis servicios. Públicos básicos como la luz y el agua. That has negatively impacted my ability to cover basic public services such as electric and water. Les insto considerar con compasión y empatía la aprobación de alivio económico de $500 en mi nombre. I urge you to consider approving an economic relief of $500 on my behalf with compassion and empathy. Este apoyo financiero sería de vital importancia para mí, hasta ahí. This financial support would be of vital importance to me. Ya que me permitiría hacer frente a los aumentos de precios y garantizar la cobertura de mis necesidades básicas. As it could allow me to cope with price increases and ensure the coverage of my basic needs. Mi objetivo es poder vivir con dignidad y tranquilidad a pesar de mis condiciones de salud. My goal is to be able to live with dignity and tranquility despite my health conditions. Con su valiosa aprobación podré acceder a los servicios públicos esenciales con sus fundamentales para mi bienestar y de mi familia. Que son fundamentales para mi bienestar y el de mi familia. With your valuable approval, I will be able to access the essential public services that are fundamental to my well-being and that of my family. Agradezco sinceramente su atención y confío en su sabiduría para tomar una decisión justa y favorable. I sincerely appreciate your attention and I trust in your wisdom. To make a firm and favorable decision. Les ruego que consideren el impacto positivo que este alivio económico tendría en mi vida y cómo me ayudaría a superar estos desafíos. I implore you to consider the positive impact that this economic relief could have on my life and how it could help. It would help me overcome these challenges. Desde lo más profundo de mi corazón, les agradezco con su comprensión y apoyo en este asunto tan importante. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for your understanding and support in this important matter. Juntos podemos hacer una diferencia significativa en la vida de quienes nos encontramos en situaciones difíciles. Together we can make a significant difference in the lives of those facing difficult situations. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the list is, I think it's Eduardo Hernandez. Eduardo, okay.
Hello, my name is Eduardo Hernandez and we are council members. It is an honor to address you today with an urgent and necessary request. As a resident of our beloved city of Washington, Iowa, I would like to share with you the difficult economic situation I am facing due to the inflation caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Like many other fellow citizens, I'm struggling to cover basic public services that are essential to maintaining a dignified quality of life, such as electricity, water, and related expenses. Inflation has caused this cost to skyrocket, leaving me in a precarious financial situation and unable to cope with these vital payments. Today, I ask you for support and understanding as you consider my request for an economic relief of $500. This amount will allow me to cover my basic public services over the next few months and relieve an overwhelming financial burden in my life. Not only will it benefit my well-being, but it will also be a crucial step in maintaining our community's economic stability during challenging times. I understand that you face difficult decisions and must carefully consider how to allocate available resources. However, I want to emphasize that this economic relief will not only have a positive impact on my personal life, but also on our local economy. By helping me stay afloat, you will be supporting a hardworking citizen who actively contributes to our community. Furthermore, I want to highlight that this economic relief is not just for me, but also for many other people in similar situations. By approving this measure, you will be sending a powerful message of solidarity and compassion towards all citizens facing economic hardship due to the pandemic. You will be brave and empathetic leaders taking concrete steps to protect our and support of the community. In summary, I earnestly request that you consider my request for an economic relief of $500 to help me cover my basic public services. This measure will not only have a positive impact on my life, but also send a powerful message of support and compassion to all fellow citizens going through tough times. I sincerely appreciate your attention and dedication to public service. I trust that you will make the right decision for the benefit of our community and to help those who need it most in these challenging times. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about this or any other issues? All right, anyone online? All right. Thank you very much. We'll close this part of the meeting. Okay, next we move to claims. Did anyone have any questions? Well, let's give them a few minutes.
I received two questions. One question was in regards to the $899 for the mower rental for parks. And actually it was, they purchased a brand new push mower because the one they had was in bad condition. The other question was in regards to the 3758 ILC dues, and that's basically dues to the Iowa League of Cities. $30 of that was for mayor dues. All the rest of it was for all of you and all the staff that belong to the Iowa League of Cities.
Okay. Push mower on budget. Is that a budgeted item or just an ad need? I mean, I know we need.
I mean, they have money for equipment in the budget. So, but yeah, at this particular case, it was a need.
Yeah.
Not a one.
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. Talk to Nick today.
I make a motion to approve claims for July 18th.
All right. Thanks, Brittany. Thank you. Lynn? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign? Okay. Moving on now to new business, discussion and consideration of a resolution approving a purchase agreement with Stephen Swaffer for Lot 9 in the Business Park, Phase 1. How big is this lot? I meant to ask you this earlier.
2.53, 2.35.
Just 209 or something like that. Just
okay.
The two acres.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just over 3 acres. And Stephen, who is purchasing the lot, is here.
So. Okay. Hello. and so this price falls in line with recent lots we've sold. Does anyone have any questions? Or about?
I'll make a motion we approve this purchase agreement for Lot 9 of the business.
Okay. Thanks, Elaine and Ivan. Let's see. And this is a resolution, so we need a voice vote.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right.
Also welcome
him
to the fire department.
Yes. Thank you. Welcome to the Washington Business Park. Okay, next is a public hearing on the library makerspace project. plans, specs, form of contract, estimate of cost, and taking of bids therefore. And I believe we sent out information on this in a separate email, right?
Correct. The plans and specs came in a separate email.
Okay.
And then I also emailed out the opinion of cost, and I have one at all of your seats as well.
Okay. And this is the one with the purple headings?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
It seems like a lot of money to do the makerspace. I guess I was surprised it was that much money.
Well, hopefully it comes in lower than that. The plans are done. We're going out for bid. That's part of what we're doing.
If anybody wants to look at the plan, there's a huge blueprint on my desk. You're welcome to go in and look at it.
I haven't seen that, so.
Should have got it in your email, though.
My email?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the plans and specs were all sent out Friday, I believe, by Sally.
So, and this doesn't include any of the equipment that's going in that? No.
Right, okay. The furniture and stuff and equipment.
Okay. So what we are voting on the plans.
Right now, we're just having a public hearing.
Yeah, we're having a hearing now.
Oh, now it's the public hearing, so we're not voting on it.
This
are we setting? Okay, so we need to close the public hearing right now.
Well, if we're ready to vote.
Are we ready to vote?
Is there anybody here to talk to the subject?
Carrie, can you just enlighten us a little?
I can certainly answer any questions. Michelle Cramblin from FEH is also on Zoom. So if you have any questions specifically for her, she can answer them. But we have been working with FEH Design since the end of February, basically on this project, working through what's needed really to make that space in the basement into a makerspace. So, you know, that includes demolition of existing conditions, building new walls for storage, floor covering for hallway, there's carpet and the inside of the makerspace, which would be lecture plank, storefront glass that will make what's going on within the makerspace very, very visible. Mm-hmm. This cost estimate and the project that we're bidding out right now does not include furniture and equipment. So we started working with the furniture vendor to spec out the furnishings for the space. And we also have already put together an equipment list so that we could run it by our engineering folks to make sure there's data, all of that that we need. So we're pretty much fine in that. Yes, the cost estimate was a bit higher than what we originally kind of thought we were looking at going in, but according to our professionals with FEH, the market is just very, very variable these days. And so we'd certainly rather come out and of that estimate, like we're comfortable with, have in the you'll see in the bid form, have the bid altered. So there are some items that are in this cost estimate that you said, yes, for example, the gallery wall that we said, no, if that's going to increase the cost greatly, then we're not going to do that. Do the same thing for the old access package that, you know, we may do that a little bit differently. So there are some bid alternates that may lower our cost.
Mm-hmm. How many square feet is that basement?
So it's the space that's available there is about a little under 3,000. You'll see the square footage that actually is furnished and the part of the makerspace is 2,300 square feet. So that is not including the storage areas that will be at either end of that space there, since we're not furnishing them. We're leaving cement flooring and stone walls in those storage spaces. So the furnished space is 2,300.
And the HVAC, that's in, is that?
Modifications for the HVAC system is included in that. There's some special ventilation requirements for things like the kiln and for the laser cutter and ways to be able to filter the air in that pottery area as well too. I'm sure that y'all are aware, we have some kind of complicated HVAC systems in the library, and we want to make sure that the modifications that we make,
they marry together well,
work.
Yes. Okay.
The only, we're doing minimal plumbing. We will have two sinks, one in the children's area, the makerspace, one in the library area, but that is really the only plumbing that's going in there. We have adequate bathrooms throughout the rest of the library, but we didn't have to add any more
rents. Remind me, I know that you have funds in the library gift fund, or
we have funds in the library gift fund that's on deposit with the city. We just recently received a couple more really sizable donations to that fund, which has increased the amount that we'll be using from that fund. And then the foundation has committed to supplementing that to be able to complete the project. There are probably a couple of grants that we're working on that hopefully will take care of some of that funding for furniture and equipment.
Okay, very good. Any other questions? That was great, thank you.
Total cost in the city.
There is no cost for the construction project.
For the city at all. It's not going to affect our budget at all.
Other than my time. Construction costs and equipment. There's nothing done
all time. I just looking at some numbers popped out at me. $5,000 for a door. It'll be made out of gold.
Fire protection. There's actually adequate fire protection equipment down there as it is. They're going to have to find some minor modifications, but I think that it's already sprinkled. So that's it.
Well, such a pleasure, people.
I think we're ready to
close the public
hearing.
Thank you.
So I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you. And thank you. And roll call.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Okay. And now we have a resolution in front of us adopting the plan, specs, and form of contract and estimate of costs. And is this setting the public hearing? I mean, not the...
Taking the bid. Yeah.
Is that in this?
Yes. It's at the on number two, it's the end, taking of bids, therefore.
Oh, but it doesn't have a date.
Bids are due August 10th. I think
you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is your pleasure? Who would like to make the motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the public hearing to resolution.
Yep.
Second.
Okay. You want a second?
I was fumbling.
Second?
I'll second.
Bethany seconded. And could you call the roll?
Moore? Yes. Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you for being here. Thanks for the good explanation. Next, we have another public hearing on the voluntary severance of property. And do we have any public comment about this? Is that what I asked for now?
Yep.
Anyone? Okay. Who would like to motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you. Elaine? Second. And Fran? And would you call that roll?
Rangel?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Now we have a discussion and consideration of this resolution.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to have this table till the next meeting. And then what will happen is then we'll have an agreement with the Murphy family.
That's not going to happen.
Not going to happen?
Kevin, I would just ask you that maybe you'd want to consult with an attorney on this.
Okay.
This issue of severance is a completely separate issue than the other issues at hand.
Okay.
And it should be treated as a separate issue. I brought it to council as a separate issue and followed the protocol.
And I
would ask that we do it tonight.
Okay.
Tying this in with your other actions is not acceptable.
Well, Mr. Murphy, that is my recommendation. The council can do what they want because this was annexed into the city and they it doesn't have to be severed from the city. It was annexed into the city when the subdivision was done. So I've made my recommendation to have it pushed back till we have the agreement, the other agreement. The council wants to do what they, it's up to the council to do what they want to do.
Okay. And the other,
I look at this as extortion.
Okay, Mr. Murphy, I've told your attorney that
you did not tell my attorney anything because I do not have an attorney on this. That whole issue is a separate issue, Mr. Wilson.
Okay,
completely separate.
Okay, I think this isn't very productive. So if the council wants to go ahead and move forward with it, that is the council's choice.
I make a motion we table this at this time as we obviously have some things to discuss and move forward with the table.
Yep.
Okay.
Bullshit. Complete bullshit, folks.
And would you want to like
I'll
to
second that.
Second that, Ivan. Thank you. And is this a resolution that we're
doing? Oh, you're tabling it, so you just
table it.
Yeah.
You don't vote on it.
Yeah, vote to table it.
Voice vote?
Roll call.
Okay. So
call right now.
Yes.
Stigers.
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Moving on. The next item is discussion and consideration of a resolution setting public hearing on the progress, scope, status, and budget of the water main improvements. And this public hearing would be August 1st. Do you want to
approve the public hearing? Send the public hearing for August 1st.
Okay. All right. And there was a memo from Deanna with this. Okay. We got a motion. Did we get a second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Just making sure we were all good out there. Did you second?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second, and we need to call the roll.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Discussion number 7. Discussion and consideration of a resolution authorizing fiscal year end 23 transfers. And we've got quite a page on that. Did anyone have any questions?
Just a note that you guys might be happy to hear. We transfer, are we doing the train? Is that where we're at? We are transferring over $220,000 from our general fund to capital equipment and almost $75,000 to building maintenance as our policy that whatever we have over $1 million in the general fund at the end of the year, we transfer those to those two funds.
Okay.
Could you say the amount again?
It's 222,000, and then
say 75.
So almost 75, like 74.38.
Great to hear.
Mm-hmm. Right here. Sorry, I can tell you exactly. 222,108.71 to Capital Equipment, and then 74,036.23 to Building Maintenance.
Okay. And we've got the resolution here. Unless we have questions, who would like to make that?
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we accept the resolution of authorizing the transfers.
Okay.
Second.
All right. And this is a voice roll call.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Okay. Number eight, this is a resolution approving the placement and installations of streetlights in the Country Club new subdivision.
This is a little late in coming because they're already up, but we were working with one person with Alliant, and then there was some changes at Alliant, and now we were working with another person, and I think it was like, oops, we forgot to get the resolution approving the placement, even though between staff and Alliant, we did discuss where to place these.
I'm sure they're well placed, so I'll make a motion that we accept this.
Second.
Okay, it's resolution, so we can call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Glinsman?
Yeah.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
All right. And as I understand, the city is not paying. We pay for the electricity to run them.
Yeah.
That's part of the agreement with the developer. Yeah. Okay. Number nine.
One quick question. Do we know if the street lights are LEDs?
They are.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I have to go out and see. Are they turned on? Are they working?
I don't know. I haven't been out there at dark.
Yes, you were.
Okay. We're ready for number nine. And this is discussion and consideration of a resolution approving a new fire truck. And we have our fire chief, Brendan, here, so.
Good evening, guys. Yeah, I kind of told you a little bit in the tour about what we're looking to do. But just to recap, our current engine 2, which is a 1997 coin pumper, is due to retire. So we are looking to replace our current engine 1, which can make engine 1 or engine 2. So this is a custom truck. It is going to be a 30-year fire truck. That's the average lifespan of these. So 30 years is the last. This is set up for the future of the department, too. So any changes that would come down the way in the next however long, we are set up for that. So I'm here now because this truck is 790 days before we take delivery. So it's 2 years out. Deanna noted in her memo on financing, no money is required on this truck until fiscal 25. So that's why we didn't talk about it this last budget time. We're actually looking at another budget. That's why I'm here, just looking to get this under contract so we can get it in the line and get things rolling. This is part of the fire department's capital equipment replacement plan that I put together. So it's just try to maintain our fleet every 5 years, mm-hmm. but not have a bunch of outdated fire trucks. Mm-hmm. Entertain any questions that you have. Financing, kind of in a nutshell, maybe you have to talk a little bit, but we do plan to seek a riverboat ball application competitive grant. So mm-hmm. we will work on that.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does a discount if we put $150,000 down?
So I brought my discount stuff. Yeah, there is a prepayment option. If you pay at the time the chassis arrived, which is about a year from now, you can save $45,000.
And that's the prepayment.
Yeah, you don't have to prepay at all, but if you do, you have to. I think you can't just throw $150 at it. You have to pay the chassis Arise, I believe. So that's $513,574 from the chassis.
A little more than a third.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
if we pay $500,000 when the chassis comes in, we save $45,700.
Yep.
So that's one reason we're going to apply for the grant this fall, because we have the money we currently have, the money we're transferring this fiscal year. Then if we know what we're getting from the riverboat, hopefully, we may have enough to put down when the chassis goes.
Okay, so good plan.
Yeah, it's a very great option if you guys can cash flow it. So
so like when would the chassis get here? A year?
If we sign the contract, they say 10, 12 months.
Okay. All right, let's see. We had a motion and a second. So, and this is
a resolution.
So, yes. All that roll, please.
Ernest?
Yes.
Winston?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your great service.
And make sure they know that we appreciate the work that they do.
The whole fire department appreciates everything you guys do and support with us. Mm-hmm. So we have a great, great relationship.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Mayor, I would like us to move on to, if we can skip the cemetery, because Zach is actually went home, changed his clothes, and is on his way back because he wants to be here to present this. So if we could just, he's not quite here yet.
Okay, that's fine. Skip to number 11.
So number 11 is on hold?
Number
10. Number 10 is on hold.
Oh, okay.
So let's skip to number 11. That's a pay application for Washington Water Main Improvements, Cornerstone Excavating.
Motion to approve payout number 3.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Voice vote, right?
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, the ayes have it. Thank you. And let's go on down to number 12 because I don't see Zach here yet. Discussion and consideration. Blah, blah, blah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Rudy.
You can read it too.
Yeah.
All right. And so this is the third reading.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
The third reading.
All right.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. And it's a ordinance. So we call the roll. Thank you.
Winston?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 12. Yeah. The second page. Number 13 is the second reading of the mobile food vendor ordinance, code of ordinance, the amendments. I think there was another email that came through, and I think you sent it to me, and I sent it to everybody, but I think they had already gotten it.
Yeah,
so
that's okay.
We all had it. Got it. Any other comments, questions, motions?
If we approve this second reading, we still got a third reading. And at that time, we can still change things or alter it back to a first reading if we change it too much.
Correct.
In lieu of the email that we got, I really thought provoking.
Yes, but then there were also
some questions that I think we need to maybe in our ordinance. I can answer some of that.
Because I think from the tone of that email, they thought, well, they don't have any rules or restrictions or regulations.
Right.
And they do.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So, I mean, everyone probably needs to get educated.
But do we approve this one and then amend it later? If an issue comes up, we consider it, is that correct?
You can amend it before the third reading, or if you pass it and you want to amend it later, you can always amend it later again after it's passed. So either way.
There's always a way to make a resolution to a problem that might come up.
Right. I mean, but you can obviously table if you want to think about it too. That's no problem either.
I just, in lieu of the email that we got, I just thought that was very thought provoking. And somebody looking at it from another aspect of our economy and what we're trying to do with our city, we're trying to build our city. not today, just let anybody flux in and out.
I got it.
But we got people that invested money in actual buildings that pay taxes to us.
Right.
Yeah.
And these mobile units don't pay those taxes.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
That's
at all?
Always been a problem or a question.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah, and that's what I mean. It brought up a question and a concern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that, and I'm not going to just pick any restaurant in town, they're dedicated to Washington because they have a physical structure here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the people that have the mobiles, which I do eat at, by the way, I do. I like a little quick food and go, but they don't have a connection here that the people uptown on the square do in comparison. They can go, you know, Plymouth Junction, they can go to Iowa City, they can go wherever.
They do perhaps, though, bring people to town that spend money in town.
In town.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. There may be a way to cover some of that.
Right. And some of the questions was the timing, you know, are the food trucks just a year round thing? Or are they just a seasonal thing, you know, summer and fall or spring and fall?
I don't know.
I would make a motion we table this till we think about it a little bit more.
We pass this and then pick it up and not finish it next time. I mean, that gives us another.
And we can take it. I mean, just try to keep the ball rolling.
But didn't we get input from like the Chamber of Commerce and
we had numerous meetings on this
and maybe the fire department because of
I withdraw my motion.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, fire's been involved, Chamber's been involved, Main Street's been involved. I mean, you know, we've looked at how many other cities and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend that we pass this as it is and then
see
what it goes. And then if we have
we never know.
Over the next, you know, the rest of this season and into next season, then bring it back and adjust it after that.
Okay. Yeah, let's not waste anybody else's time.
Well, then what I'll do is, and I'll also get with that individual and just kind of go over some
as
things.
As he's seen.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know because I've been on vacation, so I haven't had a conversation. Yeah.
Or I mean, so, I'd be happy to sit down with
you. So, you know, we'll see. And, we still have a third reading, and
that's right.
If there is a problem that needs to be addressed, we can do it then. Does that sound fair?
I think that seems good.
Okay. We're not disregarding your worries.
No, I just don't disregard anyone else's hard work either.
If that's okay.
Mm-hmm. As long as, like, in the future, if something comes up, we always come back in a minute, I'm agreeable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I make a motion, we approve the second reading.
Okay, so I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. And this is, we need a voice vote.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Yanquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Man of the hour came in.
Hey, there he is. Okay. Zach, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everyone?
We're good.
Yes, thank you. I feel better.
All right. So we're ready to hear your presentation.
So the cemetery had budgeted for a mower replacement, which we are in need of. The trade price on the machine, I haven't had any dealership offer me a reasonable trade, and I didn't want to see it traded that fast because we had just were forced to put some large repairs into it with transmission replacements, and so those parts were worth more than the trade. So I was looking at possibly saving it as a spare. There's times where I could have four mowers running, but have something else that the parks or the wastewater plant, if they had a warranty issue or a mower down, that we would have something else in the city. And then also eventually use it as a parks machine if one of the other ones had a transmission or some of those bigger issues go on with it.
Okay.
They were running rear discharge mowers. They're nice for the fact that they don't throw grass on the stones, but they do not mow very well or as well as a side discharge mower. And then the extra added maintenance and cleaning the deck, it needs to be cleaned daily because it fills with the crud and then it doesn't lift the grass and it doesn't cut as well. And then in heavier grass in the spring, it balls up and it leaves a trail. So they have their place, but it's in this time of year in the drier grass, they seem to be all right. The mower that I had demoed that I put forward was a Spark mower. They are made in Arkansas. It's a commercial grade mower, very similar to what the city's been using with the Hustler mowers. The dealership was close in Iowa City. The machine was very approachable, very easy to use, very comfortable. My main feature on it was maintenance, accessibility to stuff. It was pretty easy to get to. I like that I put consumables on the bid, hoping to, when he bid that to me, I added, I believe, 3 sets of blades, deck belts, consumable parts, oil filters, air filters, and still was well under the Hustler mower. So I liked that I was getting consumable parts so I could save that budget line item and the maintenance end for those older machines. A lot of things are just needing maintenance fixed and cleaned and freshened up a little bit. So I went that route. I was trying to get a Walker mower demo. And to be honest, I focused my time on getting the yard and up to a standard that I was reaching for, as opposed to worrying that much about getting equipment trials in there. The thing I liked about the Walker, we're stuck on 54-inch decks because the stones in some of the older sections are so close. But the problem you get into, like John Deere only wanted to bid out residential grade mowers instead of commercial mowers, because their commercial mowers are made for our parks, for soccer fields. They're huge, big deck machines. So the decks are inside the wheel wells. So we're virtually on stones. And so I was looking for some with an offset deck. And the thing I liked about a Walker is that it's a forward mounted deck and it's only a 56-inch deck, but it's offset and it sticks off the left side of the machine about a foot. So the body of the machine is further away from the monument, which I'm very comfortable with, and it will equate to less trimming in the end. But I hadn't had a chance to get that machine demoed because I just wanted to get it out in some of the tighter sections, because even with those Hustler zero turns, there's spots you get in and you just get stuck. You weasel your way in there and you're not sure how you got in. So a very, very similar to the John Deere and the Hustler zero turns. At one time, I believe the city had diesel powered Kubotas. And I think one got cooked. And so the engine got overheated because they were liquid cooled with a rear mount radiator. So they require the daily maintenance of blowing out the radiators. And so those are $20,000 machines. So I priced one of those just hoping to get into something back like that, because that should have stayed for 30 years and just been rebuilt, the decks rebuilt and the bearings and pulleys replaced, and because the drivetrain of those would last a long time. The issues I'm having with these Hustler mowers is the use that we put them through in the cemetery. We're not driving straight at all. It's constant turning. So there's a lot of stress on the transmissions and the steering, the hind joints and the steerings. They're wore out. Now they're to the point where they're hard to drive straight. Gary's, he's doing this. It's wearing him out because you cannot make it drive straight. You chase snakes with it. So we fixed it and got it, but they're all kind of leaning that way. So I would like to, I just wanted to cut my teeth in the cemetery and see what type of usage I'm getting and what I can do to prolong the maintenance. And hook into some other styles of machines and see what else is out there. We're kind of stuck on one thing, and with keeping the decks where they're not, they're inside the wheel wells, that equates to headstones getting touched. The operators are right on them.
Yeah.
And hopefully eliminate some of that in the future. But that's the machine that I had out demoed.
Okay.
Talked to some other lawn care people that are using those machines, and they've all had thumbs up. It has a feature on it. It is a side discharge, but it has a feature where you can close that and it'll turn into a mulching deck.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So there are times where you can use it like a rear discharge.
So which one are you recommending?
So I'm putting forward the Spartan mower out of, is it Spindler Tire out of Iowa City?
Yeah.
That was the one that I had prices on, and it still came in under the Deer and the Hustler mower that I priced.
What did we have budgeted?
$12,000.
$12,000.
Is that a gas mower?
It is gas. They all are gas. I priced some diesels just to kind of see what I could get into.
Sure.
And they were $20,000.
Yeah.
I think I make a motion.
I can see that.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve for the Spartan out of Spindler Tire.
Okay.
Would it be all right if I kept that other mower at least through the season?
What you do with that, I think if you already said what you wanted to do, I think we're good with that.
Absolutely.
You put a lot of good thought into the selection. I appreciate that.
I just hate to see that we put more money than mowers for trade just to get it through the season.
Yeah,
right. You can use it for parts or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Got a good plan. So we had a motion. Do we have a second?
Yep.
Okay. Ivan, thank you.
I'll give it to Ivan.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. And
gonna get a mower out of the seal. That's what counts.
Just a voice vote. How simple. All right. All those in favor of buying the new mowers, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Got a mower.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
All right. Next, we move on to old business. Employee handbook. Is that still tabled? And the vacant building code. I know that we are still working on this.
We're getting close.
Maybe
I'm going through that this week since I got other jobs.
Okay.
So
then we have a meeting next week.
So I'm going to have it. I'll have it done this week. So you'll have my review before you meet.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
I'm hoping at either the first meeting or the second meeting, one of the meetings in August, that we're ready to bring this.
I'm going to probably miss the second meeting. So if it can't be the first meeting, can it wait till September?
Well, I think we're really close.
I mean, as long as you
make sure we're not doing something.
Yeah, recently. I'll get it done here next day or two. So you'll have time to look at it.
Okay. Hopefully we'll have it for the first meeting.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
And what's the timeline on the handbook? I don't want to forget where that stands. Or why we came with it.
I don't know. We're going to go through the whole handbook. So it's going to take a little bit. So,
okay, gotcha.
But I mean, we could shoot for the first meeting in September. Is that okay?
Maybe a little aggressive. Well, we also, with our HR person out currently,
right. Yeah.
We need to wait. This needs to be tabled at least until Kelsey is back and on her feet again.
Yeah.
So I would say this might be.
It might be in October.
Did it originally come on the agenda to just do one section and now we're doing
Yes. Okay. So then after that, we thought maybe there's some other things we need to take a look at, because we need that we haven't looked at in quite a while. So.
Okay. With our HR director gone, we completely table this until
all right.
Maybe even after the first of the year. So
well, let's go to the workshop discussion of the capital improvement plan. Did everybody get the big sheets? Yes, okay. I have another copy here if somebody would like another. Anybody out there?
Another blue stuff we haven't got done yet.
The blue stuff is stuff we have done.
We have done.
Yeah.
And the yellow stuff is. What's the
yellow stuff is just the totals.
Totals, and then on the next page,
Just making sure I'm reading it correctly.
Yeah, but most of the stuff we've already done.
So how do we want to approach this? First of all, does anybody have any questions?
I'd like to just kind of look it over, but I would like to, I did not have time to go over this prior to the meeting. I know you've been working hard, and it just got sent out. I would like an opportunity to take it home and just really absorb, take some quick questions, and then bring this back with questions.
Sure. I mean, that's what we're doing this for.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the work you put into it, and that you we've got some stuff to look at here. Mm-hmm. But to really absorb, I think we need to go look through it, make some questions of our own, so if you could just hit some highlights and then send us off with some thoughts.
Sure. So under fiscal year 24, those are items that have been approved by City Council and also items that are carried over. So like the big carryover is the water main project. Mm-hmm. That actually was budgeted last fiscal year, but then with the timing with the project and all that, the bulk of that project is going to be in this fiscal year. I mean, because we just approved the payout number 3. So mm-hmm. as you know, so there will be a budget amendment for that because we did not budget the bulk of it in this fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other stuff, some of it we've already accomplished or we're in the process of doing, getting bids, working through. We did add a few things. Some of the water main stuff that JJ and I spent quite a few hours going through this because the bulk of this is infrastructure, water main, sewer main, stuff like that. So we sat down and we spent quite a long time going through this. So if you compare this to like a previous one, we did move some water main stuff up. That's, you know, and everything, all the pricing was adjusted. I adjusted everything by 5% because inflation has dropped a little bit. So all the costs are increased. If they have any other questions, just let me know.
As I understand from our conversation this morning, some of those small projects in fiscal 24 are going to be in-house.
Yes. So if you look in the whole, this whole form, if you go all the way across to under notes, I tried to list the things that will be in-house.
Oh, okay.
And then I also tried to list like how we're paying for stuff. So like if it's grants, if there's specific grants that we're going to be using for, I try to make some notes that it kind of helps so you understand, like the water main project, you know, it's a geo bond, it's out of water, we're getting CDBG funds and also using ARPA funds for like the South Tweff, the traffic signals and the 3-lane. I listed where we're getting funds there. So I try to make it simple so that you guys can see where, you know, kind of how we're paying for projects. Mm-hmm. And I know Millie and I went through this morning, so I don't know if there's questions like the different columns for funding, if there's any questions on those.
Go ahead and just go over what you told me.
Yeah,
I think that would be especially for some of our newer.
Basically, it lays out the different ways that we can pay for projects, depending on what the project is. So GO debt is our general obligation debt. So that's used for pretty much anything that's not water or sewer related.
Right.
Your revenue debt, that's basically water or sewer. If we have projects that are related to water or sewer, if we go a bond route, we would do revenue debt. So that means we are paying the debt back by using the revenue that we're collecting for water and sewer. Water, sewer, road use, that just means that whatever the project is, we're going to budget money in those specific funds. A TIF, of course, is TIF. If it's a housing development or downtown project, hotel project, I mean, those kind of projects we can TIF for, and then we use TIF dollars. Quarterly riverboat, that's the money we get every quarter from the casino. So we can use that.
And you said that was about
425 is what we normally get, but Last year, I know we got quite a bit more than that, and it's based on like the revenue that they get. So that's good. People need to keep gambling.
Keep losing money.
Losing money, right.
And that's, I think, apportioned according to the population of the cities in the county.
Yes. Special assessments, those type of projects, like East Adams was one that we're in the process of doing right now. We assess part of the project to the homeowners, and then they have to pay that on their taxes. Grants, that's just different grants that we can apply for. It doesn't break it down, but it just, if we decide to apply for a grant for a project, then we put the funds in that column. And then that's why I put some of the notes I did, just so you know, kind of like what grants we might be applying for certain projects. Mm-hmm. And then other is just other places where we might get money from. Mm-hmm.
One thing that I would like to see moved up would be the streetscape. I realize it's a tremendous amount. I know we can't tackle it all at one time, but break it into parts, figure out how we might, with an engineer, how we might organize that. I look, you know, our streetscape was done in 2008. That was 15 years ago. And I don't know what the original time was that we were going to do this addition to the streetscape, but that's long gone. And I look at what the boost that made to our community at that time. I mean, it was a year or two where we couldn't even go downtown. Everything was torn up. But now, you know, and I see all these new businesses coming to the downtown, you know, the new Wingo's restaurant site, the old antique mall. You know, we're trying to get people to upgrade their buildings with this vacant building ordinance. I would just like to visit that possibility. We also need we saw from the fire, the Griner fire, that the infrastructure, the water mains weren't good enough to handle putting out a fire. So I don't know what anybody else, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, some of you may look at it as more of a wish than a need, but I certainly think it merits a little more investigation.
I would agree with that. Either we need to make a decision, like, is the streetscape a number one priority, or is Wellness Park Phase 2 a priority? Is infrastructure, I mean, where's our priority? Because if we're going to do the streetscape, that's going to take a lot of money every year or every couple years to do that. So, I mean, I'm not saying no or yes. I'm just saying we have to look at how that's going to impact the CIP and our budget.
Go ahead.
I was going to say our downtown business owners, I think, would also like some more certainty around our direction. I know some of them are looking at adjusting the entrances to their buildings where there's a big differential, and they don't want to pay for work that we're going to be tearing up.
Yeah, tearing up. Soon. Exactly.
And I think someone at the Kids Fest, a woman tripped on the stairs on South Marion and busted out some teeth. So it's not just cosmetic. Like, there are some safety issues that we need to address as well in the blocks and on the square.
I have no problem with investigating the possibility of a streetscape. But I don't want to move our priorities from the ability to fix our streets, because we have some streets that are absolutely, if a child rides a bike over it, they're going to go nose over Nelly and they're going to bust out some teeth as well. So we have to wait. Streetscape, infrastructure, and the safety of our streets for everybody to use, including children who ride bicycles, people on motorcycles. So I have no problem working through infrastructure. But with that being said, we also need to prioritize, take a very deep look at the sewer water problems that we have, how long those are going to hold up for the people in
the homes in our residential areas. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's just a decision, yes, we're going to move it up. I think it's a decision. It is something that we need to look at. How do we balance the cost? How do we balance the safety in every direction, not just the downtown people, it's the safety of our streets. And how do we justify each cost in this process? I mean, flushing a toilet is very important. Turning on a faucet is very important. And driving a car down our street without going through a pothole is important. And I'm not saying the streetscape isn't important. We just need to justify every part of it and cost.
I would say that would be for everything we do. We, you know, we need to justify it. I think we can diversify ourselves somewhat and put the priorities for what needs to be fixed up higher. I mean, South Iowa, North Iowa, that's terrible. This, you know, the change in elevation.
But if you also go up and people on North, the intersection of North, 5th, 6th, or 7th, and across street, that intersection is in probably 100 pieces. And
let me know what that, give me that specifics on that.
Yeah, she, I'm sure she has it. Mm-hmm. It is. Okay. It's and that we have many of those streets as well. And those are residents as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the answer. What is the answer? How do we justify each section with the money that we have? Mm-hmm. And another thing that has come up, we have just on here, we assess streets to our residents in our residential areas. Are we going to assess in the business area? And how do we justify that from private to business?
Are you talking about the 75,000 or?
Well, each resident in Adams, Buchanan, we're assessed.
Oh, yeah.
We had an assessment for sidewalk and street.
I wonder if you were trying to find the records from the original streetscape.
Yeah, I did not have time to find
those today.
My question is,
to know how that.
That's another question we're going to have to tackle.
You don't think the businesses were assessed?
So that, and that's a question that's going to come up. And that's probably a rat's nest that I bring it up, but these are all major, major questions that need to be answered.
But I think if we don't get a long-range plan for something, that it's, we just keep kicking the can down the road, and it's never going to happen. And that goes for everything. So,
I'm all for it as long as equal amount is for the streets that need repair and the sewers that need repair. To the equal amount for the streetscape. You know, I'm just talking about making everybody is important in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to feel that they are being heard. Mm-hmm. And I know one street that the residents were just saying, you know, we've got 5 families with little kids. And they cannot ride their bike across the street. It's now being repaired.
Mm-hmm.
But they were feeling very left out. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, I don't know the answers. I'm just bringing up these questions.
I think we have some sticker shock from the $10 million price tag. But with all of our other projects, we're breaking it up. And the wellness park is broken into phases. That's how we chose to tackle it. Street mm-hmm. paving and overlay is on here, multiple line items. Same thing for sewer. So I think
we need to take
the same approach with the streetscape expansion and break it into mm-hmm. chunks that we can manage to fit in
mm-hmm.
at a time.
Yeah.
Well, I may put my 25 cents in. I think first off, we need to decide, and I agree, we probably should go ahead with the streetscape, starting with the multiple phases. Obviously, we can't do it. But picking which section we're going to start with, mm-hmm. which I assume is Iowa. It has the worst sidewalk over there.
Mm-hmm.
And picking the spot and then getting an engineer, I don't know how in the heck they're going to figure that out, but we need to have the engineering started
because
mm-hmm. that's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
And start putting some money aside for that.
Budget that cost in because that's going to be very costly.
Right. Yes. It is going to be very expensive, but I think there's a general consensus with most of the public that this would be a good project, especially fixing the obviously horrible parts over there that are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And the businesses are very concerned about how it's going to be.
Yes.
That's as worrisome as for them at how it's going to be fixed.
I think that's why we need to get going, have somebody come and tell us how it's going to work. How are we going to get people in and out of a building?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to, what do we have to do to even get better, closer to?
Would we go back to Fox Strand that?
I would think we would, since they're the one that put together the initial concept of what the space would cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they've already done some homework.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it would be good maybe to have them, if they come to town again, to meet with maybe business owners or if we target an area so that we can talk with them, ask questions, you know, when they
come. Wasn't there a committee for the first phase?
There was.
There was.
Yeah.
And that's
all involved. Business owners, city staff, and
most of the people involved with that are no longer
gone.
But I think that the blueprint for the process should run.
I don't know if we need, I think they had a big committee.
There's 14 people.
Because, I mean, we have something already. We're just trying to.
But you want
finalize.
Yeah.
Want the businesses, make it more detailed. You want some city people.
Oh, yeah. You'd want some business owners and
some just general population, not necessarily business owners.
But yeah, some citizens.
I just think we need to vote on which arm and how far down are we going. I mean,
I think just one block
past Marshall.
Yeah.
Or two Marshalls.
Yeah, two Marshalls. Just to go.
On the other side
of the alleys.
Difficult, but that west side of Iowa is just,
I know,
incredible.
I gotta want to see what they would do for that.
I'm curious too. How can you fix that? How can you possibly fix that? So.
Well, I think that we've got some food for thought and come back with some ideas and some.
I had one more question. I didn't see the new or the considered park building.
The park shop?
The shop, whatever.
Okay, that's part of the second phase of the wellness park.
Okay, great.
Oh, okay.
We included that when we discussed that. That's
okay. So is that a big part of that price tag? You think figure out like
that price tag is an estimate. But actually we had two engineering firms bid or send a quote on what it would cost to put together a plan, an actual plan. So I just need to see if we have money to pay for that now.
What was all in phase two besides the park?
A pond, a pavilion, trails, another parking lot,
bathroom.
Another bathroom.
And the shop.
And the shop.
Bathroom's
what did important. Nick say when we were there?
Like half a million.
He said like half a million for the shop.
Oh yeah, it's going to be at least, I would think.
So this price tag is
that seems like that's
too low
for
everything.
Those ponds are expensive.
Are they?
I don't know. It depends on what the pond's going to cost. And that depends on what the soil borings will show us.
Which
they're not cheap.
We need to go out. People need to start buying lottery tickets.
Right.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Well, before we start jumping into phase two or whatever, three out there, We really need to fix those Central Park restrooms. Those are
they're on the list. For,
is that on the list?
On the list this year.
On this year, but where are we? I mean, are we doing?
We're doing it, but we applied for a grant again. Hmm. The ARPA, the T-Mobile grant. Because we had applied for the ARPA grant, we didn't get it, and we applied for the T-Mobile grant. So, and we'll have plenty of money to do what we want to do, that the whole project.
But, that's what
but no matter what, we're going to fix the bathrooms and yes.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
Okay. Sad beyond
yeah.
me.
Yeah. That's
because we budgeted money for that. So,
all right. Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else from you?
Thanks for all the work we put into this.
Yeah, that's good. This is a starting place to start working. So, well, let's do the once around and start with Chief.
The June activity report's in your packet, as noted in there. Out of our officer, Kevin Brady, will start with us on Monday. And pro tem swearing him in at 10:30 a.m. And we'll be starting the academy at the end of August.
Wait.
Officer Schneider will get out of the academy August 18th.
Wow.
And Brazy will go in on August 28th.
Okay. Wow. Keeping them busy.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Great. Thank you. Okay, Brenda, do you have anything since you're sitting right there? You probably, you've talked enough tonight with the tour and everything.
You saw my activity report too, so.
Yep. Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. We appreciate that too.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really do. You don't know until you look at all those reports these guys give us of how actual busy they are.
Right.
I can't believe the service call be done on dogs this year.
All right.
Dog calls. Oh my God, there's so many of them.
Kevin, anything from us? Welcome back from your
vacation. Welcome back from my trip. That was fun. But no, it was good. It was good. I missed the earthquake they had in the tsunami warning last couple days ago, too. So.
Was that Alaska? Did you go to Alaska?
Yeah. Oh. So trying to catch up on a couple of things. I will be going through the vacated building ordinance here in the next day or two. So you guys have a last look at it next week. And from what's like fusion, I got a file for a nuisance. So
all right.
And so that's what I'm up to.
Keep at them.
West Monroe.
Oh, no, this is I can't remember what. I filed on this person before. So.
Well, we figured out a problem with West Monroe.
Okay. I got a lot of.
The tow truck.
Oh, we had some that ended at the end from last. No use to being this a week left that for letters. So there might be some more coming here shortly.
Okay. Yeah. You think?
I don't really have really anything to add, but I did send out an email today about the housing project that was being considered. So you might want to read your email.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
And you, if you have a chance to read, that's a draft only to you.
Oh.
How to respond to the
one email. I should respond, or how did you respond?
I responded, but I want you to tell me what you think before I actually send that out to the group.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bethany, why don't we flip over to you this time?
Yeah, I guess the only thing I wanted to address was the housing development. I just find it pretty concerning that what maybe a few citizens, I think, kind of avoided the whole democratic process of how new projects would be considered.
That's kind of what one thing I said in my email. So we got that big email today. Did you see the big email?
No, did you guys get that?
I was drafting a response, and that's one thing I said was, you guys blew this out of proportion. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And because of that, now they're not doing it, you know? And
right. So I don't know what the ultimate outcome would have been of that project, but there's a process in place for how we consider this, both with city staff, commissions, council, and how mm-hmm. we can engage the public. And now none of that will happen.
Right.
Because the actions of a few. And I just think that the citizens of Washington have been kind of disenfranchised of mm-hmm. the democratic process here. So mm-hmm. I find that quite concerning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
That's all.
Okay. Had a couple of calls about, I know, I guess we're not doing anything about the train noise whistles yet, but they strongly encourage the city to pass the quiet zone during the evening or night time. So I said I would pass that on, which I am.
Okay.
Otherwise, in our department reports in the package, it's really nice. Nick Duval used to have a report from the cemetery, and I think Nick doesn't know, or Zach doesn't know that he could do a report to put in.
I'll pass that along.
It was always interesting to, you know.
I will talk with Zach.
Yeah.
He's been just a little busy at the cemetery.
Well, I'm very busy.
Very enthusiastic, though.
Yes.
But it's always interesting, those details.
Okay.
Let's see. Otherwise, I don't know. It's pretty quiet in my end of town, except Jim. I can't believe the car unlocks that the police do every month. Who is locking their keys in their car all the time?
Some of them multiple times.
Oh,
is it the same person?
Or two?
Oh, dear.
I keep telling him we'll help out with those, but he won't let us come back.
Use the jaws of life or something.
It's a great service.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I don't disagree. No, it's great.
It's not provided in many
and I thank you for that, because I had to use a coat hanger the one time I did that, and it wasn't
like he got me out of the parking lot one night when they did
it. No, I thank you, and please keep it up. That's great. It's odd that there's that many every month, I guess, is what I think. Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, things are, I think, are good in town. There's some good things going on. People seem to be, at least in my part of town, pretty pleasant. So we're happy for that. So the housing's going up over on NLW subdivision, and they seem to sell right away when they get them built. So
got that one half of one duplex in the first.
I think that one is three. It's got three front doors on it. It must be a threeplex.
Well, there's one in the division in the first part that has it sold.
Yeah, on the corner.
Yeah.
I hope they're getting their sign off from Jeff before they are moving in.
Yeah. Well, it's a little better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Ivan, what do you got for us?
Oh, not much. Just had one call about weeds and tall grass, and I already talked to Deanne about it. So
okay.
We'll go into that. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
Okay. What's your name?
Well, it's good to be back. I'm just going to kind of address the situation earlier. Our attorney, we have an attorney for a reason, and we entrust him with our actions. And as his recommendation was for the situation, I just back up why I felt it was important that we table the situation on his recommendation. That's why we have him as our consultant, and it's important that we follow his recommendation.
Actually, if I did text the attorney I've been dealing with, that is not the brother I thought it was. The one that I've been dealing with, I actually had I have a meeting. I was going to come down Thursday and meet with him to go through a couple more things. So hopefully I can meet with him and still try to get this all settled.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand people get mad, but the way she get talked, you know, that's not perfectly angry.
No. How many brothers are there?
Now that was John, and yes,
that's Jeff.
Oh, that was Jeff.
That's Jeff.
Yeah.
There's Jeff.
I thought it was John.
Jeff,
okay.
Mike, and
well, he said it, Rick. The attorney said it wasn't Jeff.
Oh.
Because that's what I thought was.
I think that was Jeff.
No, I think
that's
it was John.
He said John. I mean, I just want to, if we don't get it all right, we can't just keep piecemealing this. We've been dealing with this for 2 years.
Yes, yeah.
And I think we're pretty close, actually, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So, and I did send that recommendation back 3 weeks ago when I sent that back. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like it might have been a surprise to him. That might have been the problem.
Yeah. So.
And if we get the whole thing worked out, I don't have any issue with severing them all. I don't.
Yeah.
But we just got to get everything all wrapped.
We just have to have all our ducks in a row. And as our attorney, I felt it was important to support you. That's why we have you as our attorney. And I wasn't about, without discussion, further discussion, I was not about to do anything differently until we know the whole details.
So I'll probably be back this week or later this week to meet with one of them just to hopefully get it all wrapped up. Yeah. I really want to get wrapped up by next meeting. So
yeah,
that'd be good.
Exactly.
So,
all right.
So that's all I had to say. I just felt it was important to.
All righty. Well, as you know, last week was KCRG Our Town, and I did an interview with them, and some other people did interviews, so hopefully you saw some of those on TV. And I have a compliment for Washington. On this past weekend, I was shopping, and we ran into Dave Heaton from Mount Pleasant. He was the State House representative for our region from 1995 to 2017.
And former Washington resident.
Oh, was he?
They owned the restaurant here in Washington. His family owned a restaurant here.
Which one? State?
State.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Anyway, he raved about Washington and said, you people just are doing the best job. He said they had eaten at Cafe Dodici and met some other friends there, and said the flowers are beautiful, the downtown is just beautiful, and you've got so many wonderful things going for you. So he congratulated.
He's not even campaigning.
I know. Yeah, he doesn't even have to say anything good, but he did. He stopped me and said that. So I thought that was a good, nice to see him too. Yeah. Okay, Fran.
Question. I'm not sure if anybody else has this question. Who do we turn our nuisance reports into?
Our nuisance reports,
yeah.
Turn them into.
Well, I got like people parking trailers in their backyard and they've been sitting there for 3 weeks. So,
okay, so
I've got email.
Anna, who is our new nuisance person.
Anna
Dua.
We can tell me this later.
I can tell you later. Contact Jeff or contact me. Yeah. I mean, if it's easier to just email me, I can pass along.
I don't know if the rest of you, I go around my ward, I don't vote for violations. They find me.
Yeah, it does seem like
you know, and I bring that up, you know, even like a couple blocks from my house, I see trucks parked in grass, trailers, junk.
The next.
So now that you brought that up, I've kind of been paying attention, and there's a lot.
Anna's really.
And I think it helps.
She's really been. I think we're going to see a difference here, but definitely don't hesitate to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she seems very organized, and she has a system. And I mean, I think once we get stuff caught up on, I think we'll be in good shape. It's just,
All righty.
I make a motion that this meeting be adjourned.
Thank you, Fran. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. We've got it. Thank you, everybody.
Junk cars are both.
What?
I'm sorry, I missed the tour.
Many times.
Yeah. There's one.
There's probably more in Kelly than this.
And then the rest.
What do you mean? Isla?
Let's see. How do I do this? Stop recording? Yes.